Why is there no Shechianu on Bedikas Chametz? So Veshiboi Alekhet says, answer number one, is Bedika is not the Iker Mitzvah. The main point of doing the Bedikas Chametz is to bittel, to nullify the Chametz. And so if you do a Bedika and a Biur, you can still violate Bali Matzeh if you don't do the bittel. And therefore, you don't make a special Shechianu on the Bedikas Chametz. Similarly, the Archos Chaim gives an answer. You only make a Shechianu when the Mechuvan of the Mitzvah, the intent of the Mitzvah, or the goal of the Mitzvah, occurs at the same time of the Bracha. So the point of Bedika and Beer is to eat Matzah, which only occurs later on. And that's why there's no Shechianu in Sfiris Omer as well, because the point of Sfiris Omer is to get to Shavuos. The Marsham says this also explains why there's no Shechianu on Hakel, because the point is Laman Yishmu Velamidu. But the point of Hakel was which is a special reading that the king used to do at the end of the Shemitah year, or the Sukkot after the Shemitah year, is because they should learn the Torah and they should be inculcated with Torah values. That only occurs later on. Archis Chaim gives another answer. Answer number two, why there's no Shechianu on Bedikas Chametz, is because you don't make a Shechianu on a Los Asseh. And really, even though Tashbisu, searching and getting rid of the Chametz, is an Asseh, it stems from a Lav. And the same thing, the question though, what about Tzitzis? Tzitzis is not either a real Asseh, it's a voluntary Asseh, but yet we do make a Shechianu the first time you wear Tzitzis in your life. That's because, though, Tzitzis is a noble thing to go after, but Tashbisu, if you didn't have any bread, maybe you wouldn't have to Tashbisu. The Ayavitz asks on this, well, what about Bris Mila on a Mamzer? The Mamzer came, obviously, from illicit relationship, which is a negative thing. So why do we make a Shechianu on the Bris of a Mamzer? Also, why is there a Shechianu on Yerusha? If the person's parent dies and he makes a Tova Meitvah Shechianu. So you see that you can make a Shechianu on negative things. Then number three is a Kol Bo'ez. You only make a Shechianu on Dover Chiddush, something which is new, as opposed to Chametz, which we eat the entire year. Makutei Shoshanim, though, asks on that. That doesn't make any sense. The Bracha is not on the existence of Chametz, which exists all year. When you eat all year, it's on the destroying it. So he said, he asks, if you own a shofar all year, do you not make a Shechianu when you blow the shofar the first time? No, you do. Answer number four, Rabbeinu Peretz, citing the Rajba, is there's no Shechianu on a sad thing. And destroying bread is a sad thing. Even though we have to do it, it's a mitzvah to do it, it's still burning food. We don't like to destroy food. And therefore, there's no Shechianu. Now, the Rajba asks on Rabbeinu Peretz Miyom Kippur, where we see you make a Shechianu, even though there's physical pain involved, it's a sad thing. So Lekutei Shoshanim answers, though, there's, what do you mean? The tsar of money, of throwing out money, is much worse than the tsar to your guf of Yom Kippur. The Machzik Bracha flips it. He says, what do you mean? Yom Kippur, it's not a tsar. We're happy that we're given a chance to do kapara. Answer number five is by the Rush. Is there's no Shechianu on Bedikas Chametz because it's with Tzorech HaRego. It's included in the Shechianu on the Rego. The Rush compares it to building a sukkah or making a lulav. That you don't make a separate Shechianu on that point because you're going to make it on Yontif. The Bach also asks a question that, well, according to the Rush, if you make a Shechianu by Bedika, then are you allowed to make a Shechianu again at the night of the Seder since you already made it? So the Prima Gadim says, well, maybe you can because Shechianu at night of the Seder is still the main mitzvah. The Bala Iter, though, gives a sixth answer. The reason why there's no Shechianu and Bedikas Chametz is because there's no Zman Kavua. You could do Bedikas Chametz even after Rosh Hashanah if you're leaving your house. In other words, if you're coming back from your Florida house in November and you're not going to go back till after Pesach, you should do a Bedikas Chametz without a bracha before you leave. So you see that the Bedikas Chametz exists at any time. So you don't say Shechianu v'kimanu v'gyanu Zman as that because there is no said Zman. The Rajba says this is different than Purim, which you could read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, even during Adar, if you're going to be unavailable for the all days of Purim. So, and there you see, you make a Shechianu. The answer is, no, that's part of the Takana. But therefore, these are six ways, or six reasons why there's no Bedikas Chametz, why there is no Shechianu on Bedikas Chametz. Practically speaking, the Torah cites two opinions of the Bala Iter, whether there is a Shechianu, or whether there's not. Shulchan Aruch says there is no Shechianu. The Pri Chodesh disagrees and says there should be a Shechianu, but most poskim, including the Aruch HaShulchan, and as well as the Mishnah Berurah, by omission, by not mentioning that there is a Shechianu, implies that there is no Shechianu. Therefore, it says there's no Shechianu. Now, the Halicha Shlomo says you should have in mind, when you make a Shechianu at night of Seder, that it's going on Bedikas Chametz, so at least you cover that answer. The question is, though, should you have a new fruit? Why maybe you should take a new fruit by Bedikas Chametz? In fact, this is what the Kaf HaChaim says. This way we'll get out of the problem and make a Shechianu on the new fruit. Shvach and Asadr, the safer Shvach and Asadr, says, don't do that. Because it's better not to do that, because if you do make a shechion on the new fruit, then you're running into another suffik. Maybe now you don't have to make a shechion on the night of the Seder, because you already made your shechion on this conglomeration of the mitzvah of bedikas chametz together with the night of the Seder. So therefore he says, don't do that. And they asked him, Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, unfortunately now, they asked him if he ever, does he take a new fruit and make a shechion on the new fruit by bedikas chametz? Chaim said he never heard that, and therefore that means that that is not the halacha. And what is the nekudas machlokas, whether you make a shechion or not, may have to do with what the nature of the bracha, if it's brichas a mitzvah, or if it's a, it's therefore it's different than the shechion on at night of the Seder, so therefore maybe it does get its own shechion. But if it say no, it's the same as the bracha of the at night of the Seder, then maybe it does not get its own shechion. Now the Sefer Bnei Yisoskar ends with a little of a chassidish idea. He says the reason why there's no shechianu by bidikas chametz is based on the chesed of Avram, that Hashem cleanses the neshamas between Purim and Pesach, and the samach gula l'geula, and therefore or l'arbas, or the night of the bidika, it's the finishing, all the neshamas are now in the or of Gan Eden, they're all cleansed. So therefore the shechianu of Megillah, which starts the process, which culminates by the bidikas chametz, that shechianu by Megillah covers the shechianu by bedikas chametz, and therefore there is no shechianu by bedikas chametz.